We started today's daf was daf Ayin Tet daf 79. We started on the Mishnah 78b. First part of the daf was talking about if new Mishnah was someone who says to that his son is a mamzer. We said, and even if him his wife both say it, they're not believed because you need to have two edim. Right. That was part number one. Part number two was this next Mishnah that went on to the Amud Aleph, which we said that if a father and a daughter they both give permission to the messenger to accept kiddushin. And then they went themselves and did kiddushin for the daughter or for herself. Whichever one came first, that kiddushin takes effect. Part number three of the daf was discussing the machloket of if, let's say, the father accepted kiddushin in the town on the derech, and the woman accepted it in the city, and she's a bogeret now, she's 12 and a half, that the father can no longer accept kiddushin for her once she's 12 and a half with signs, simanim. Machloket, Rav and Shmuel, Rav said, we accept the girl's kiddushin. Shmuel said, no, we worry for both of them. And the last part of the daf, which was on the Amud Bet, was the case in Baba Batra, the guy was a Shechiv Merah, he was about to die, and he said, I'm giving all my properties away, and then he got better. So what's the deen? We had a machloket, Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov said, the guy can go and get his stuff back, because he was only giving all of his stuff away, as about to die, as a gift, thinking that he was going to die. That's why he gave it all away. But now that he got better, he wants it back. And Rabbi Natan says, no, if he's now healthy, he has to prove that he was about to die. And if he's about to die, they have to prove that he was healthy. Baruch Adonai L'Olam, Amen.